to Greg and Melissa live on KS95. KSTP-FM. St. Paul, Minneapolis.
All right, the Greg and Melissa Morning Show. Good morning. It's 6 o'clock Wednesday here. It's the 9th, 9909.
Supposed to be kind of a lucky, I think it's supposed to be a lucky number.
A good day.
Yeah.
Some significance to it. We'll talk about that coming up. Love mail, hate mail, also from the trash news flash right now. News you need to know. What's going on, Melissa?
Well, one of the big stories this morning is...
We are going to take a break, come right back, check the roads. A couple of nasty accidents this morning. We'll check on that and get you the forecast after this at KS95.
I lost control today.
Channel 23, Cable 8.
All right, some cloud cover today. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunder showers. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 78 for our Wednesday tonight. Decreasing clouds, and then partly cloudy, warmer tomorrow Thursday. High of 82, and then Friday cooling off just a little bit. 78, still real nice with a chance of showers and thunderstorms developing. But then Saturday and Sunday, temps in the upper 60s. Partly sunny skies, scattered showers, about 30% chance of that happening. Saturday and Sunday, highs both days, about 68. Right now it's 64 at 6:04.
All right, well, it has been a everything else looks decent, but more traffic is online if you go to KS95.com.
Love mail, hate mail coming up from the Trash News Slash, and also KS95 Pick Your Prize. Become a KS95 loyal listener, earn points, enter online to win one of six great prizes. Tell you more coming up.
Well, you're not sure.
We just got a letter.
What's this? A letter. For me.
We just got a letter.
Incoming message.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Wonder who it's from.
Good morning, 6:07. It's the Greg and Melissa Morning Show. Glad you're here Wednesday. We got love. We got a little hate this morning to the show.
Did you hold on to the hate?
I've got the hate right here.
Oh, I can only guess. Okay, let's do this. Here we go. Let's start off with the topic yesterday that got everybody fired up. President Obama's speech to the kids. And we just put it out there to talk about it, and people got a little angry. This is from Kim. I think that parents need to get a grip and not bring politics into play with this speech. Obama has some good morals. My son is going to be homeschooled this year, and he will be watching it for motivation. I think that all kids should watch it. This is from Mary. Our district, Elk River, is not showing the speech. They will have a room available for any staff or kids that want to watch. Part of their reasons are that there were no official notifications. President Obama did not send info to the Department of Education, which would forward to all of the State Department of Educations. In addition, it is being shown here during the lunch hour. In our schools, they have numerous shifts of lunch, and they just can't stop in the middle for a speech. Our district's teaching and learning group will watch and decide when and where it will be shown. All right, those are two thoughts. Do you have the hate on this one?
Got the hate.
Okay, bring it on.
It's not about that. It's about something we alerted you to last week. A story on citypages.com claimed to blame the H1N1 outbreak at the State Fair 4-H dorm on overly frisky, hormone-raging teenagers. Greg, you owe the 4-H kids an apology. To give credence to what was clearly an unsubstantiated and, quite frankly, mean-spirited rumor, started by some nobody blogger snob who, for whatever reason, twisted reading of or thought it was funny to denigrate the rural community as irresponsible. And to follow up your reading of the article by saying, quote, these kids are sick, leads me to think that you actually believe that the 4-H kids got infected by making out with each other.
Oh.
I'm no doctor, but I'm pretty sure that one doesn't have to engage in a spit-swapping orgy in order to catch the flu. Wise up. That's from Paul and Egan.
All right. Here's a nicer one. Subject, falling out of the car. It's really for you, Greg. Greg, I was so happy to hear your story this morning. Do you want to give a quick recap?
I fell out of the car when I was a little kid.
And mom left.
Mom kept driving.
I have a similar one. We were pulling out of our driveway on a snowy, icy winter morning, and I leaned over to put on my seatbelt when I fell out of the car, but not completely. I held on to the bottom of the car with my legs, and my mom asked what I was doing. She didn't stop the car. She didn't panic. She never missed a beat. She wanted to know why I was hanging outside of the door, sliding along on the driveway. Today, 20 years later, we still laugh about it.
All right. It's Greg and Melissa, KS95.com. Also, you can text us, 75617. Coming up, it's From the Trash News Flash, 610. Mostly cloudy today. Scattered showers are possible. High 78. It's 64. It's the Plain White Tees.